USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed a memorandum late Wednesday ordering a review of federal funds to certain state and local governments that are permitting anarchy, violence, and destruction of American cities.
The folks that are funding this, I think, are going to wake up on November 4th and sadly for them, realize that these efforts have backfired. Americans are sick and tired of this violence.
Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck speaking there on Fox News. The CDC is giving notice to states to be on the ready for a coronavirus vaccine come November. The agency's director has repeatedly advised governors to put their permit applications. A number of vaccines are currently in phase 3 trials. Folks in Arizona, California, and Nevada are preparing for a heat wave this Labor Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Democrats and Republicans still working on a new stimulus package. With the details on how things are going, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package, though Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy, and if we need to do more, we can come back.
United Airlines says it plans to cut 16,370 staff as part of its efforts to halve its domestic workforce amid the pandemic-driven slump in passenger demand. This comes 2 days after United said they would be dropping any fees if you change your flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
20 Republican senators and 71 House Republicans want the Food and Drug Administration to ban a drug known as RU486. That drug ends pregnancies up to 10 weeks after conception. The number of youth voters in battleground states who say they definitely plan on voting in the November election jumped 77% in August. That's according to a new poll released by the progressive group Next Gen America. The poll found 77% of registered voters aged 18 to 35 across 13 battleground states said they definitely will vote in the upcoming election. That's a 7-point increase from the same poll in July. Today is the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
75 years ago today, September 2nd, 1945, World War II came to an official end, 6 years and a day after it began, as Japan formally surrendered. General Douglas MacArthur represented the Allies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay as the papers were signed.
I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.